Yeah, nee, kyk, dit is nou regtig vaar tyd. We sit here, we read the headlines, we hear the stories. A lot of people know people in the Cape Town area. I mean, I get familie en vriende in die Kaap, in die Wes-Kaap area. Alma Smit, as you said, her family's still up there, paddles have addled. And I mean, somehow it's a small country. We have connections. You hear the stories. We spoke to some famous people from Cape Town as well and how they've changed their lives, how they've had to change their habits. What's changing your life, really? You give someone only 50 liters of water a day, that's life-changing. I'm sorry. Who do you think they are? I mean, people are saying the schools. I think that's brilliant.
That's brilliant, yeah.
After the future. Yeah, the animals, the voiceless, the outlying areas. Het vroeger gesê, jou pa werk in a sector.
The keller, yeah.
Yeah, you know, those guys also had to change the way they do business, right?
Yeah, en die natuurlijke kapasiteit van drijven wat loop hierdie stadium in paarstijd inkry is nou baie minder as wat het sou gewees het. So, productie gaan aangepas moet word en natuurlijk is daar van die graanboere in die Swartland, my oomele boer in die Swartland in Porterville. En dit gaan redelijk zwaar daar natuurlijk ook, want jou koring het water nodig om te groei. So, no more bread, guys.
It's a domino effect, actually.
Completely.
And the people who think they're unaffected must know that the drought in Cape Town is going to affect the entire country.
100%. Mm. It's going to affect the end user, the farmer, the workers. People have started laying off workers.
Workers, yeah. And that's the thing. It's the most vulnerable part of society that usually bears the brunt of a situation like this. Because if you have a business that has the scale of operation that can tide over a year or two, then you're fine. But if you're at the lower end, unfortunately, you will bear the brunt of this.
Keep it coming. 084 850 0942. You know, who should be on the receiving end?
There's a guy who started a car wash operation in Paarl. It's a really beautiful story. He was very down and out. I think he was living on the street, and then he started washing people's cars. And he was kind of like a community success story. Mm. And they've had to close down his car wash because, water.
Yeah.
So people can't wash their cars.
Business is closing down. It's ridiculous. Keep it coming. 084 850 0942.
I think we must focus on the future of our country. The schools, especially the schools in the rural areas, and then all other public schools. I think we must really focus there to assist those people first.
It's a great point. Schools. The future of our country, as she calls it. Thank you so much for your voice note. By the way, leave a voice note with your name. We'd like to know who comes up with all these amazing suggestions.
Morning, guys. I think we should also focus on the animal shelters. I think nobody has ever mentioned it since the whole Cape Town water saga. And I'm really concerned about it. If we're also not going to help the poor animals, who's going to?
The voiceless.
That's a good point.
Can't put up their hand and tell you that they're thirsty.
And they can't queue for water.
Fantastic point. Fantastic, fantastic. Love this. Let's get it going.
Môre Jacaranda, ek kan net praat volgens wat ek van weet. My ouma Groetjie, ons gesinsouma Groetjie is 94 en sy is in huis te Kuilen in die Wes-Kaap. En dis 'n ouete huis met 100 plus inwoners waar hulle krane, se fittings is afgehaal. Hulle kan dit nie gebruik nie as gevolg van dit en hulle word letterlik net 30 sekondes gegee om met water wat hulle self moet was en afdroog. So ek dink daar's 'n groot nood vir ouetehuise waar mense weerloos en sit en hulle het nie veel nie en dalk net die lewe vir hulle 'n bietjie makliker maak. Dankie.
Ja, 30 sekondes om jouself te was en alles. That's desperate. That really is desperate. 084 850 0942. Keep your comments coming, your suggestions. Ons wil graag van jou.
Breakfast with Martin and Julie. Jacaranda FM.